Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we are recording, we are live. Welcome back, thank you for tuning in. Happy belated 5-year anniversary to me. Happy belated birthday to Lena Dunham as well. May 13th. I did not know that like her birthday was the exact date that I recorded my first podcast 5 years ago. That is just fate. I was like, wait, how did I not know that? How did it take me 5 years to put that together? I guess I never really looked at the exact date. I just kind of knew it was like early, middle-ish of May. Anyways, thanks to everyone who's been here for a short time, a long time. It's a privilege to do this podcast. I'm not going to be corny, but it's great that I have this in my life. And it's like freeing. I feel free. Kind of. As free as you can be. As close to intuitive as possible, I feel, doing this podcast. So I'm fine with that. Can you believe it's been 5 years? I mean, yeah. Thing is, like, it doesn't feel like time at all because I kind of hate everything I've ever created, whether it's podcasting, photography, writing, posting, just anything. I'm like, oh God, step it up. So I'm always trying to step it up, even though maybe it doesn't seem like it. But in my head, I'm thinking, what's the next step? I don't know what the next step is, but I'm thinking about the step that comes next. So, we have so many topics. It's been so long since I've recorded. Listen, I wanted to record on May 13th. I got home from like a long trip, which I will detail in like excruciating detail. And fell asleep, woke up. Suddenly it was time to watch The Valley. And I was like, oh my God. And then the next day it just rained all day. It was miserable, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? But here we are today, Thursday. Thursday's a good day. I've always liked Thursdays. I just feel like you get a little bit of wind in your sails. You're looking forward towards the weekend. That's when I like to strike. So, welcome back. Oh, before we really get cooking, I also want to congratulate best friend of the pod, Alexis Page, on the launch day of Reframe Beauty. That is REFRAME.
B-I-C-T-H.
You might be familiar with her work in the skincare world if you've ever heard of Glossier, Pat McGrath, MAC, to name a few. This brand is owned by Savannah James, wife of LeBron James, who LeBron did not die in a helicopter crash like I reported a few months ago. That was Kobe Bryant. Sorry, I get my athletes confused. But the packaging looks shamazing. The formulas, you know. You already fucking know. Alexis is not playing around. So just hopping over to Reframe Beauty, okay? I'm going to be getting the, for the first time in my life, like the, what do you call it? Like not the influencer, but the press spot, press package. I'm getting that in the mail. And oh my God. I'm about to turn my James Charles on. I mean, maybe I'll just post a pic, but like, I will make a video at some point. Maybe just for the Patreon. Anywho, I did buy myself a little gift for my 5-year anniversary. I bought a $30 Panasonic at-home AFM radio just to kind of keep myself company. I'm kind of tired of using Spotify. It gets fugglier and fugglier. I don't trust, like, them at all. They're just always, like, you know what really happened? It was, like, I would listen to a playlist I made, and then every single time it ended, it would play Sabrina Carpenter Espresso, no matter what the vibe was. And I was, like, okay, I can't be bought and sold. Clearly, they can, but not me. And I'm just tired of curating every, you know, moment of my godforsaken life. I'll leave it to the professionals on the radio. And I'm sure I'll never use it, but like, it's kind of cute to have around. It's got like one speaker, it's got an antenna, it's gray, it's pretty chintzy. It was $30, so I'm not expecting, you know, Sonos quality. Yeah, I just thought I'd let you guys know what's going on around here. Also, a bit of good news for the Patreon world. A judge ruled that Apple is fake and gay and cannot charge $2.50 like a service fee, which was like getting some of you guys. Tried to tell you a few times, you got to subscribe to the website, but now you don't have to worry about it. Because it's illegal. And I don't know if you'll get your money refunded. Probably not. But it only been happening for like 2 months. So, you know, whatever. I think you can build a bridge and get over that one. I do have a gripe with Patreon, though. Listen, my photo drop, I uploaded 90 photos. It only accepted 56. So I try to go in one by one. I select, you know, like 34 more. And then it only uploaded 69. I'm like, okay, this is like a cruel joke. So like, I don't know what, like, you didn't see all the photos. However, they are in order and like, they still made sense, but there's some missing. Don't know how to fix that. Anyways, we got to keep moving. We have so many topics. Let's kick it off with a testimonial from a voice you might recognize from this little podcast.
Hey, Dan, it's Kara. I wanted to leave this to say happy 5 years of Dialed Dan. That is half a decade of, you know, immaculate, unsolicited advice, beautiful rants, and just being the man of all of our dreams. And I just wanted to thank you for everything you contribute to all of us and for being our voice in our head at times that you don't know that you are. And I just wanted to thank you for all that you do, and happy 5-year anniversary. We love you.
Oh my God, love you too, Kara. Hashtag beautiful fucking rants. It is kind of interesting being the voice in people's heads. I never thought about that because, like, I do have other people's voices in my head. So I'm like, I'm the voice in someone's head. And it sounds like this. You know, it's like you couldn't have a better voice in the head. I'm sure you've got a few kicking around. But, again, it's an honor and a privilege to be the voice in some of y'all's heads. Okay, without further ado, let's get back to kind of classic Dan format. And I'm going to detail my long-ass 5-day weekend in upstate New York in the northwest corner of Connecticut. So let's get into what we're going to call the Grand Tour. Okay, so before we get into like the nitty-gritty of the trip, I started in Greenpoint, went to Rochester, New York, down to Elmira, New York, over to Kent, Connecticut, and then back to Greenpoint. 5 days total. Okay, let's get into it. The drive to Rochester took like 7 hours, maybe, even like a little more. Pouring rain. Thank God I'd bought new wipers the day before. Like, I anticipated this because my wipers were absolute dog shit. Also, Google Maps like changed my route once I was on the George Washington Bridge. I normally go up the Palisades Parkway and then get on 17, but it changed it, and I was like, you know what, it is saving me like 11 minutes, and like maybe it is crucial because it's like gonna be a long drive. So I ended up going on like New Jersey Route 17. I was like starving. I skipped breakfast. I was like, I'm holding out for a Wendy's. So I don't know if you're familiar with Route 17 in New Jersey, but it goes through like Mahwah and shit. It's like a 4-lane high with a median in between, but it's like all like shopping plazas, like for like 20 miles basically. And I see a Wendy's on the other side of the highway. And I'm like, fuck, you just can't get to it. It would like add like 30 minutes, like get off an exit, get on, go through it, go back on. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like, there's gotta be another Wendy's coming up soon. 20 minutes later, there is another Wendy's. And again, it's on the other side of the highway. And I'm like, fucking Christ on the cross, like, throw me a freaking bone here. I keep going. I guess I could have like entered Wendy's in my Google Maps, but again, it's like torrential rain. I don't want to do anything dangerous. So I just keep going. I eventually do see a Wendy's. And it kind of comes out of nowhere. I just like drive across like three lanes of traffic, pull into the Wendy's. And, you know, typically I would get like a Dave's Double. Hold on. Okay. Typically I would get like a Dave's Double. I'm like, don't be so fat today. I was like, let me get the Big Bacon Classic, which is like a single patty and a couple strips of bacon. And I'm like, this is like me on my little health kick. And I ate it in the car like right after, and it was just kind of like cold and sad. Like, I think you really need like two meat patties to provide the warmth and sustenance you're looking for. Otherwise, I don't know if it's even worth it. I think the tomatoes were really cold, quite frankly. Anyways, I do drive past that Sheraton headquarters that's like a very ominous all glass kind of like, you're gonna want to Google it. And you're also gonna Google Sheraton headquarters demolition because they fucking demolished it. I drove up on Friday. It was demolished on Saturday and the videos are fucking sick. Like they're so fucking sick. It's not a Sheraton hotel, but it's their headquarters and it's all this like black glass. And it was kind of like, there's all these like peaks and it looks, I mean, so fake and so stupid. It was one of my favorite buildings in the world. Like, it was just, it's near, like, Suffern. It's kind of where, like, it's like where 81, wait, no, eight, I don't know, 87 starts. It's like New Jersey and New York meet again. Whatever, who cares? I mean, I care. No, I care. Like, I, holy shit, I care so much. You have to care, too. I think you have to care, too. Look up the Sheraton demolition. You will not be, not be disappointed. And I also, like, I noticed, like, the way it collapsed, like, there's those little, like, smoke offshoot things, and it looks exactly how, like, the Twin Towers collapsed. I'm like, wait, was it a demolition? Because I don't think it's, the Twin Towers were a demolition, but, like, now I'm thinking, like, maybe it was, but maybe it's how buildings collapse. Like, towards the top, like, certain points would kind of give out, and there would be, like, these direct, like, it looks like explosions. But would they even need to put explosions towards the top? I don't really think so. Okay, it's fine. I don't think it's an explosion. It was, there was no inside job on 9/11, I don't think. Do you know? I mean, let me know if you know. Anyway, so I drive up to like Binghamton, which is like an hour from where I'm from. That's where I go north to get to Rochester instead of west. Like, could have kept going, but it would add like another 30 minutes. It is more scenic. I get on 81 North Thruway, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted from this like highway hypnosis with the rain, and I'm just like so tired of it. So I just like take an exit, and I'm like, I'm just gonna drive west, like through the Finger Lakes. I'll go up the west side of Cayuga Lake in Ithaca, and I'll stop and get some gas and go to the bathroom in Ithaca. And I love Ithaca. It's just a nice town that I grew up near. Have a lot of fond memories, etc. And I go to a gas station in the middle of town, get gas. I have to piss like a fucking racehorse. And there's two bathrooms, one men, one women. And it's like, bathrooms closed for cleaning. And I'm like, I'm also buying cigarettes. And I'm like, hey, is there a chance that like maybe one of those bathrooms is open for me to use right now? Because like, I gotta be honest, I really gotta go. And he's like, the guy working was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, can I just check? He's like, no, they're locked. They haven't given me the key yet. I just got here. I'm like, who's giving you the key? Who is there like a bathroom warden that's gonna come here and give you the key? No one's cleaning the bathrooms. They're like pretty, they're done cleaning. Anyways, whatever. It's fine because I have the genius idea. Like, oh, I can also go stop by Talkanic Falls, the waterfall that I always go to. It is so spectacular. Like, when my TV is on, it has just, like, the Google screensaver, and it just, like, cycles through, like, epic photographs. And, like, one of them is Talkanic Falls in Ithaca. And I'm like, okay, they have a bathroom, like, you know, it's a restroom facility there. So that's what I do. And it's so foggy. It'd been raining so much. The waterfall was so crazy. There was so much mist that looked like smoke kind of curling. I took a video. I posted it. It was beautiful. And that's just kind of like, you know, not a little over halfway. Because I'm taking the scenic route, like, to the nth degree. Like, I'm going on, like, back roads. I'm just done. I know it's going to take forever, but, like, it's just what I had to do. I can't be on the highway in my little, like, tin can Honda HR-V for 7 hours getting blown around, everyone flying past me. It's just not happening. So, anywho, as I'm driving to Rochester to see my friend Sean, I'm driving through Palmyra, New York. Okay, that you might be getting that confused with Elmira, where I grew up. That's Elmira. This is Palmyra. And there's a store called Hot Wheels. This is the Hot Wheels logo, and it's freestanding. And I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, wait, I wish I'd stopped. But instead, I, like, Googled it once I got to Sean's house. And it was, like, a Hot Wheels store. I don't know if you know this about me, but I collected Matchbox cars, Hot Wheels cars. Clearly, you know I'm a car guy. I collected all this shit. I've never seen a business, maybe anywhere, that has 5 stars and it's like 60 reviews in upstate New York. There's always one person that, like, fucks it up, and they, you know, had the most, like, demented experience because, like, they're demented. But this was nothing of the sort. It was just called Hot Wheels. And I gotta go back. It looks like a museum of Hot Wheels and just, like, collectible toy cars. And that is the shit that I like. Anyways, kind of not the entire reason, but, you know, I love hanging out at Sean's house. I love Rochester. And it's the Lilac Fest. Lilac. Oh, my God. Wait, no. Lilac. It is Lilac. Lilac Festival. It's the largest of its kind in North America. I think it's just pertaining to lilacs. It's in Highland Park in Rochester, the same guy who designed Central Park and other parks. We parked very far away, walked up a hill, kind of worked up a sweat. Beautiful day. I mean, like, my God, it was sunny, 68. And in Rochester, that's just, like, basically, like, you're in Tahiti. Like, it is, everyone's, you know, survived, like, the winter, which is typically, like, 80% of the year. So everyone's in good spirits. They're, you know, they're dipping it. They're doing it. There's a very long vendor kind of, like, trail road just in the park. It was, like, vendor after vendor after vendor. And I love these vendors. Not enough to actually, like, go look in these little tiny vendor booths. Because I don't have a conversation with someone selling, like, wind chimes. Like, I don't want to buy a wind chime. I don't want to lead anyone on to think that I'm going to buy a wind chime, but I like to glance at the wind chime. Somebody noticed that, like, a lot of women just kept, like, stopping in front of me, like, completely full stopping. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to plow you over. Like, it's very dense. There are a lot of people. So women be shopping, and women do be stopping.
You got it, girl. We got it.
Yeah. So after Lilac Festival, me and Sean go to one of my favorite bars in Rochester, if not the world, Lux, at 666 South Street. Very iconic address. It's like a, how would I describe it? It's a dive bar, big backyard, gravel, picnic tables, kind of a Mythbusters fan vibe. You know, it's like a little, I mean, it's, you know, Tattoo, not quite rockabilly. It's very like, what's her name from Project Runway? Melissa from Portland. Melissa Fleiss, is that her? No Wi-Fi in the booth. The one thing you're gonna get in this booth is no, still loading. It's Melissa from Portland. It's still loading. Kind of undercut, hesitant towards gay men, but ultimately fine. You know what I mean? Okay. Run into a friend. It was nice. I had a great, it was the sun. Oh, the sun was in the face. It was beautiful. I liked it there. Anyway, so eventually we end up going to this restaurant, by, Sean lives in Arandakoy, so we went to a place called Anatolia. It's a Turkish restaurant across from Seabreeze, like, water park on Lake Ontario. So we're sitting, like a picnic table outside, sun kind of setting right on the lake. The lake also looks like an ocean because Lake Ontario is fucking huge. I had the chicken sauté, which is, like, sautéed chicken, vegetables, rice. Heard from the food, the chicken was juicy. Which is just how I like it. Also, something really random happened. While we were eating, like, someone drove by, rolled their window, and just yelled, "White people!" As if, like, white people were gentrifying this restaurant. Meanwhile, there were, like, me and my friend Sean, an Arab couple, and then, like, a white couple. Meanwhile, the entire restaurant inside was, like, full of Turkish people. It was crazy. It was popping tent. If anything, it was segregated, and we were, like, forced to sit outside. I mean, I wanted to sit outside. But, like, it was just so... I'm like, wait a minute. What was the point? Like, I couldn't even, like, really get what that person meant. Of course, didn't have a chance to conversate with them because they were in a car. The implication being that, like, maybe white people shouldn't go to a Turkish restaurant. Like, are you fucking stupid? Like, why wouldn't I? Also, like, from his distance, like, I'm kind of giving Middle Eastern. Like, the beard, I don't know. I guess it wasn't. He clocked me. He also ultimately clocked himself with his very narrow mind and immature values. I didn't let it ruin my meal. What did we do? We watched Naked Gun 2.5. That's the Naked Gun sequel. So fucking funny. I recently watched the first Naked Gun, or rewatched it a few months ago. And it's just like a nonstop laugh, right? It's so well made, these movies. I haven't seen the third one. I hear it's not as good, but, like, I bet I'd like it. Leslie Nielsen's comedic timing is impeccable, and he's so handsome. He's, like, shirtless in, like, one of the scenes in Naked Gun 2.5. He's, like, fully, like, 70 years old, and they're kind of, like, recreating him and, it's not Lisa Marie Presley. Oh, God. I can't Google it because of the Wi-Fi. It's Lisa Marie Presley, I think. They're recreating the scene from Ghosts where they're making, like, ceramic shit on the wheel and his shirt's off. And I'm like, damn, like, he looks better than I do. Face very wrinkly, but full head of hair. I mean, come on. R.A.P. Leslie Nielsen. He's just hysterical. And there's, like, celebrity lookalikes in this movie. Like, George Bush Sr., the Bush mother, I don't know her name, Barbara Bush, and other people, and it's I highly recommend it. If you just, like, you're like, I want to laugh, but, like, what's funny anymore? Go back to, like, 1991, I believe. It's like, kind of 30 Rock level constant jokes, delicate humor. It's the opposite of delicate. Sorry, in your face. But you gotta pay attention. Or you don't have to. And just let it wash over you. Because it's just, like, also movies from that. From, I think, 88 to 93. Is, like, my favorite era of cinema aesthetics. Everything just looked gorgeous. They were lit really well without looking too lit. And they were shot on film. Just looked nice. Looked pleasant. It's just nice. A nice movie. Okay, anyway, so wake up, and then it's time to hit the road to go visit my mother and my aunt for Mother's Day. It's about a 2-hour drive to Elmira, but I do take kind of the scenic route down Seneca Lake, and I had not bought a gift, so I'm like, well, let me just stop at Wegmans, I'll get some flowers. And also, I'm gonna pop into Goodwill. Gonna pop in Goodwill in Canandaigua. I find a Sears and Roebuck. I mean, the store Sears, but this, like, this tag was, like, from, like, the 60s. A polo shirt that looked like it had never been worn. Like, a camel color polo shirt. Fits me like a fucking dream. there's a price tag on it, but it's like the sale tag, like the, you know, the color of the day where you get like 50% off. So, but it didn't have like the price on it. So I was thinking like, sometimes they like don't sell you it if there's no price on it. But like a teen boy with long hair working, I was like, hey man, what's up? He's like, it's $1. What? Sorry, $1.04. And I'm like, I think I have exact change. He's like, okay. And I have to find 4 pennies in my tote bag, which did take longer than expected, but I think that he was fine with not having to give out any change, because the kids these days, they do not be knowing basic math. Like, it's scary. I mean, like, people my age when we were that age didn't know math either. It's neither here nor there. You can just use a calculator. However, you know, it keeps you sharp. It keeps you sharp to just do some basic subtraction. Anyway, so I head off to Wegmans. I go from Canandaigua to Geneva because I want to drive down the west side of Seneca Lake. It's a 26-mile gorgeous drive, scenic highway. And I buy these, like, mini orchids. They're, like, $14 each from Wegmans. So cute. I get one for my mom, one for my aunt. I do self-checkout. There's another teen with long hair, teen boy, kind of watching everyone. And, like, I have every intention to pay for both these items. So I scan one orchid, boop, put it down. Scan the other orchid, and, like, I scan it 3 times, and it's not working. And I'm like, hold on. This is, like, a make-or-break moment. I'm like, should I rescan the first one? No, I rescanned the first one. It didn't work. And I'm like, fuck, like, okay, let me just, like, scan the second one for the 4th time. I do. It doesn't go through. And but I pretend it does. I'm like, oh, I go, oop, got it. He does not give a fuck, but I go, oop, got it. and I only paid for one. So just, you know. Fuck that type of tea. Oh, anyways, they loved the gifts. My mother, my aunt, they were like, oh my god. They're like, oh my god. And like, you know, I've gotten them gifts before. They don't like, I mean, they always pretend to like them no matter what they are. I typically don't rock the boat. I'm not giving them stuff they don't really like. Sometimes just a card, or like maybe, I don't even know, like food item or some shit. They loved the mini orchids. Guys, next year, file this away for Mother's Day, or maybe you have a birthday for your mom or your aunt or a woman in your life that kind of raised you. Mini orchid. A big orchid, where are you going to put that? And it's a big undertaking. Big orchid, big undertaking. Mini orchid, you put it next to your kitchen window, and yeah, maybe you'll die, but like, it's mini. Who gives a shit? But it's so beautiful. And just props to Danny Wegman for tearing it like crazy again. Like he always fucking does. Period. So, I mean, I was only in town. I stayed the night, and I left that morning to go to Connecticut, but in the meantime, I did bring a humongous sack of laundry. I did 5 loads of laundry, basically 3 months of laundry. We're talking bedding, socks, underwear, t-shirts. Ooh, girl. I mean, I was like, when I dumped it out on the basement floor, it was...
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
It did stink so bad. It was just like socks. Everything smelled like socks. I was like, whoa, my God. Oh, my God. Horrible. My mom made some steaks from Weiss Supermarkets. I got the dry one. Everyone had like, typically I'm the one that likes like a rare steak, and they all like, well done, and they all got like medium rare, and I got like well, and I'm like, god damn it, whatever, it's fine, it's not my last meal. And my brother, who, like, you know, we started speaking again like last year, I didn't know he was into like perfume at all, it's cologne. And so like I walk in the door, he's like, oh man, I got something for you. I'm like, oh my god, like, oh, you don't have to give me anything, what are you talking about? He's like, well, it's like used perfume. He's like, I have like Moschino Toy Boy and Gautier Le Male. I was like, wait, I just had no idea he was into any of that shit. Like, what? So ever, and I was like, wait, I'm getting like a little gift? Like, oh my god. So yeah, I took the Moschino Toy Boy and Gautier LaMalle, and there was a bunch of other stuff too. There, I mean, I was like, oh my god. I'm like, listen, I would love more. Truly, honestly, I have no room in my apartment on my little tray for anything. And these bottles are like huge. The Moschino Toy Boy is shaped like a teddy bear, kind of like a honey. It's like a huge ceramic, like black lacquered, like it's fucking, it's bigger. It's like the size of like a ketchup bottle. And Gautier LaMalle is not small either. But you know, I was like, okay, well this is very nice. I was like not expecting any of this. And my mom, I haven't bought a vacuum cleaner in 7 years and I've needed one. And she gave me her old like Dirt Devil. And I was like, wait, oh my God, this is exactly what I needed. And I was like, oh, I'm doing good. I mean, I wouldn't have, like, gone shopping for any of these items, but, like, now that I have them, you know, it's pretty good. It's good for me. Oh, my God. Who cares? Okay.
We got it, girl. We got it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, something I forgot to mention is that I watched a few episodes of Criminal Minds with my mom, my aunt. I don't think I've ever seen it before, but like Criminal Minds is randomly Slappington. It's like Law and Order meets like a Lifetime show, movie. Very dramatic stories, kind of over the top, and like you can probably predict what's going to happen, but like it's pretty well acted and like produced, and you know, some good looking people in the show, and like I think that like, I don't know. I think I could maybe start watching Criminal Minds. You know?
Harry, Harry.
Okay. I'm taking a cigarette break. We've done 30 minutes. Okay, I'll be right back. And then we're going to talk about Connecticut. And then we have a huge neighborhood update segment. We have a body horror corner, and we have so many questions. Some of them are voicemails, so that'll be fun. Didn't that be fun? Okay, be right back. Okay, so I spent the night at my aunt's house. It's just more comfortable for me there. So she wakes up at like 4:45 for work. I hear an alarm go off. I wake up. I'm like, oh God. I fall back asleep, wake up at like 6, and the sun is like pouring in. I'm like, okay, just start your day. Just start your long day. Kind of wait for my mom to get home from church. She's making pierogies. She gets back at 9. We catch up a little bit. I pack up the car. I hit the road. I'll say it was a very beautiful drive from Elmira to Kent. I did do, like, I kind of remixed Google Maps. They want you to go on, like, the Thruway and then on the Taconic. And it's only, like, 10 minutes more if you stay on, like, 17. And then I added Red Hook, New York. Not the neighborhood in Brooklyn, but, like, Red Hook, New York, the town. So I could drive through the Hudson Valley and then go on, like, my favorite route. Like, my favorite driving road in that area is, like, I believe route like 199 or some shit like that. 119 maybe. Eventually leads to like Amenia, New York. And it's like gorgeous, perfectly manicured horse farms, like rich horse farms. Twisties, turnies. No one's on the road. No one's on the fucking road. To stay awake, I did drink a medium iced latte from Dunkin'. Once that was finished, I was like, humming. I couldn't stop. I was like, oh my God, I was insatiable. I had to have more caffeine. So I got a large ice green tea from Dunkin'. Drive into town. I passed by Lana Del Rey's high school. Is that in Kent? I think it's in Kent. Look it up. I show up in absolute freak mode. I am spun out. I get there like 2:30 in the afternoon. Sam's still kind of working on some paintings. I'm like, don't worry about me. Whip out my MacBook Air and I type up the topics list for this episode is, I'm going to guess. Wait, hold on. I'm going to pause for 1 second. I'm going to copy and paste it into like a Google Doc and see how many words it is, because it's normally just like a bullet point like topics list. This is some other shit. Give me 1 second. 1854 words. That seems like a lot. It's an essay. I wrote an essay. So I did a thing. Anyway, so I get to Sam's. And we're standing on the kitchen island after he's done working on his stuff. He gets a text message from the Bodies. That's B-O-D-E. B-I-C-T-H. It's the clothing brand, Bodie. And they sent him a picture of his book, and it was the portrait of him that I took. And they're like, we love this portrait. And I was like, well, he's like, yeah, the artist is standing right next to me. I was like, whew, period, bitch. Period. Listen, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but that felt good. Felt really good. I was like, well, wait, these people know. They know something about something. Also, the portrait I took of Sam, it's fine. I think it's good, but it's like good because of like the environment that he's created around himself, like the wallpaper, the art, all. It's like I didn't have to do a lot, you know what I mean? But you know, it's kind of the my kid could paint that kind of thing. It's like, well, you didn't take the portrait, so you know. Anyways, so Michael, boyfriend of Sam, who we love, cooks dinner for us. He makes, he's Filipino. He makes a dish called, it starts with an S. It's a stew, and it's, we looked it up. It's the verb for stew in the Filipino language. Wait, do Filipino, wait, what? Oh, God. Okay. What language do they speak in the Philippines? I mean, I get confused. I get Portugal confused. Tagalog or Cebuano. Okay, well, good. Tagalog. Didn't know that. I was like, it's Asian. There's some Spanish or wait, Latin inf- oh God. Guys, all right. Skip. Next. Anyways, it was a beautiful stew. Me and Sam went to this grocery store in Sharon, Connecticut. Sharon, Connecticut is like where you want to be. It's like a weird 15-minute drive from Kent, but it's like very cunty. It's like pristine, gorgeous kind of country homes that are, you know, colonial, historic. Everyone looks so uptight and crazy, but I think they're like liberal people. Like they're like very Harris Walls. I'm like, oh, like they're WASP. I actually don't know what a WASP. I still don't get what a WASP is. Anyways, I think it's them, but it's a very small grocery store, not pretentious at all. The prices might be high. I can't tell. I don't know what anything costs anymore, but we live. So we got like daikon radishes, eggplant, tomato, serrano pepper, string beans, fish sauce, rice, pork, tomato, onion. The list might perhaps go on, but I think you get the vibe. You know, Michael prepared like a, like the, is it a Dutch oven? Like the ceramic thing? 2 hours. We played a game of Scrabble in the meantime. And honestly, again, not to toot my own horn, I whooped everyone's ass like I knew I would by like 100 points. I'm psychotically good at Scrabble. You don't want to see me in a dark alley playing Scrabble. Anyways, I'm jacked up on caffeine. We have dinner, have a drink. They go to bed at 10:30, and I'm just like, uh-oh. Like, I'm going to be up for a while. Like, I'm going to be up for a fucking while. I do need to find my phone because I just sat outside in Sam's porch in, like, a chair and, like, chain-smoked and, like, drank wine and, like, heard the scariest noises in the woods. And I recorded some of it, but suddenly my phone is not in the booth. And I'll be, hold on 1 sec. Okay, what you're about to hear is, it may sound like an owl to you, but I'm telling you, it was like a dog or a wolf. I think it was wolves or coyotes. They were in like three different areas around me, kind of like triangulated like where I was sitting, and I was like so freaked out. Okay, here we go. You can hear it's like a dog kind of growing. It's not like, it's not an owl. I have one more and I don't know what this one is. What the fuck was that? Actually, I'm playing that again. What is that? Wait, you can hear me? Play it again. It was strange. It was bizarre. And you'd hear like crunchy leaves and shit. And then like deer would walk by. And I'm like, okay, it's deer. They're fine. But there was some shit going on. And like, I was kind of sitting there being like, well, whatever happens. I'm like right next to the door. So like, I can just kind of run inside. I don't think it'd be that crazy. So I just kind of was like, I don't know. There's lots of houses kind of nearby. So I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? I don't know. I was kind of rolling the dice, quite frankly. Anyways, we kind of move it along because we have like, so much more shit to talk about. Oh my god in heaven. Oh my god in heaven. So I leave town. Well, no, I go back to town. I leave Sam's. And I did something differently called, like, I had so many bugs splattered on my windshield. So when I was pumping gas, I did the little switch on the handle so you can just, like, leave it and it fills it up. Which I don't normally do. It's actually kind of hard to figure out. Like, you think it'd be simple, and it's, like, not. You have to, like, really kind of, like, slam it in there. So I finally did that, because I don't mind standing there with my hand on the handle. I feel like kind of like a Marlboro man or something. I'm like, ooh, you know. Like, I'm just, like, chilling. I'm like, maybe I look good. My legs kind of crossed. I don't know. I probably look stupid. So I'm scraping the bugs off my windshield. The gas has been pumped. And I take it out, and I realize it doesn't drip at all when I put it back. And normally when you take the gas pump out, for me, it's, like, dripping on the car, on the ground. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to, like, rust my car. So what I've realized, and this is, like, very much common sense, but, like, you just got to, like, let it, like, drip out for, like, a second after, like, it's done pumping. Like, kind of, like, tap it and, like, maybe let it – tapping it doesn't work. Like, kind of, like, ding, ding, like, you know, tapping – like, letting it for, like, 10 seconds, like, drip out – then you're not going to get gas on your fucking shoes and car. Period, bitch. Period. Okay. Then I get back to the city. God, you already know. Miserable, tired, raining, napping all the time, working. Now I'm here. Long weekend. But I have some neighborhood updates. What if you neighborhood updates? Then we're going to get to, again, Body Horror Corner. And I'm going to answer your questions. This is going to be maybe a long one. But I'm cool with that. Okay, it's time for the Greenpoint neighborhood updates. Starting off, Zoe Kravitz and Noah Centino were spotted canoodling in McCarran Park. There was hand-holding. There may have been some kissing as well, kissing on the mouth. I wasn't there, but I saw some pics, and I was like, interesting. Wonder if Noah Centina will follow my podcast Instagram, and then Zoe Kravitz will make him unfollow it. We'll see. We'll see. Historically, Zoe Kravitz does live in Williamsburg. Maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I saw her, maybe my first time at Sweetgreen. You know, and the one on, like, North 4th, and she was behind me, and I'm like, okay, girl. And I go across the street to Rite Aid to buy some shit, and then she's in there, too, and then she's behind me in line again. I'm like, please, Zoe Kravitz, stop following me around, and then stop getting Channing Tatum unfollowed. Like, she's obsessed. No, she's, like, literally obsessed with me. It's fucking wild. It was wild how much Zoe Kravitz is obsessed with me. You can't tell me I'm wrong. Next up on neighborhood update, my insane neighbor Charlie, who smashes air conditioners on the street and huffs Freon from them, was spotted wearing a Peloton t-shirt, and I thought that was kind of funny. Maybe he'll have a heart attack and die on a Peloton like Mr. Big on season one, episode one of And Just Like That. I'll let you know. Next up, I met my landlord. I'm whispering because I'm like, there's an empty apartment next door to me that shows a paper thin wall, and my landlord sometimes just like hides in there from his wife, and it's like kind of weird. But like, I met his daughter, their daughter, like it was the two of them and their daughter, and she's, I always hear her voice. She's always like kind of like condescending towards them because she's like a doctor, and like her parents are, you know, they like go through my garbage and like hoard it and like create hoarder's nests all throughout. So she's just like, she just hates her parents, I think. Anyways, I met her in the hallway. I was outside smoking a cigarette. I come in, I'm like, oh, hello. Like, oh, have you met Jennifer before? I'm like, no, I never met Jennifer. Nice to meet you. She's like, hello. And I'm like, oh my God, hi. She gives me the firmest handshake I've ever. She has short hair too, and she's tall. Not that it matters, but I'm like, and she's not a lesbian, I don't think. She has a man. Not, again, I don't care. The firm, I mean, I expect a decently firm. I don't expect limp. I don't expect a limp handshake from someone staring a hole through my fucking head at like 7 p.m. And I'm just like, hey. Just, basically just like kind of like, she was like, nice to meet you. I'm like, ah, my hand, ow. drill sergeant vibes, kind of. Anyways, moving on. Next neighborhood update. So I've been buying these Thai barbecue Lay's chips from the Garden Market Deli. I know the guys, you know, they gave me the, they made the cartoon t-shirt of me. They made a sandwich after me. And, you know, I try not to eat too much after a night of some drinks. I, you know, I'll get a bag of chips. I like these chips, and I pay in cash. I get a pack of cigarettes. I don't really know what I'm paying. I just don't care about money. Like, I just, I'm going to get what I'm going to get. I know it's reasonable. That's all. You know, I am very much a penny pincher. However, when it comes to a bag of chips, I'm like, girl, just get the fucking chips. Like, just get the
fool, girl. I'm here.
So anyways, I just go in to buy the bag of chips by themselves for the first time ever, and my friend Saddam was like, $5. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, they're $5. I'm like, have I been paying $5 every time I come here for these chips? He's like, yeah, bro. I'm like, whoa, no way. He's like, we can do three tonight. I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, actually, yeah, we'll do three for the chips. He gave me $2 back. I was like, no, you don't have to give me the $2 back, Saddam. Come on. $5 for like a small bag of chips. But they're so good. Oh, my God. The Thai barbecue. Ooh, my God. Sorry. I didn't want to do it. I had to. I just like compulsively like had to play that soundboard clip. Speaking of Asian stuff, okay, so I always like saying the phrase ancient Chinese secret, maybe not like publicly on social media, but like to my friends, you know, if like there's a secret involved in something, I just say like, oh, ancient Chinese secret. And I'm like, where did that come from? So the other day I finally Googled it, and it's a laundry detergent ad from 1982. So it's a Chinese man and his Chinese wife, they own a laundromat, and a white woman comes in. So the Chinese guy, Bobby's gonna play the fucking 30-second commercial, but the Chinese guy sounds not super stereotypically Chinese. I mean, he just has a Chinese accent. But then the wife, I think they overdub a white woman's accent onto her, because like it, I don't know, you'll have to see it, you'll have to Google Calgon, C-A-L-G-O-N, Calgon, C-A-L-G-O-N. And, okay, well, let's play it.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret, Calgon. Calgon's two water softeners soften wash water so detergents clean better. In hardest water, Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner. We need more Calgon.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
Maybe he had to be there. Now that I'm watching for the fourth or fifth time, like, there is a 0% chance the Chinese woman in that commercial, that's her voice. It's a white woman's voice. They overdubbed. But I do think it's authentically Chinese man voice. But you never know. Okay, well, speaking of food again. Wait. Okay, I wasn't talking about food just now, but I was talking about food a second ago. Okay. There is a... Okay, Greenpoint update. You guys remember Busy Bee Supermarket across from, like, Brooklyn Standard on Nassau Avenue? It's kind of a shitty supermarket. It was small and kind of, like, you know, convenient for me. Well, it's been closed for, like, 2 to 3 years, and a few months ago, it was, like, you know, shuttered still, and then there was, like, a sign that was, like, a smoke shop wants to be here, a community board meeting, and I was, like, oh, my God, like, should I go to this? Like, we can't, there's a smoke shop across the street. All they do is, like, sell heroin and, like, Gatorade. Like, I'm not doing, we can't have another one in rural Greenpoint. We need, like, actual, like, either another grocery store would be fantastic. It has to be food. It has to be food. And so I walked by a couple days ago, and I saw a new notice up, which implies that the smoke shop was defeated, thank God. And it's called Border Town, and I looked it up. Border Town, it's, like, they make, like, the best tortillas in New York City, apparently. And it looks fucking amazing, and they have, like, burritos and tacos and some other shit. And, like, I'm going to pray to God tonight that Border Town opens up because... Oh my God, there's no good Mexican food in rural Greenpoint at all. And I want to eat Mexican food almost every day. Another reason why I should probably be in LA, but that's neither here nor there. Let's all say a prayer for Border Town, please. Please. Okay. Thank you. Speaking of food again, this is so random. But I heard that you can't have ravioli during the conclave, the Pope selection process, because they can sneak private little messages in, like, rolled up paper in a ravioli. So there's no secret kind of food. You can't have pocketed food in the conclave. Anyways, that's kind of our detour. But our last and final Greenpoint neighbor update. A council member named Gail Brewer wants to bring back shame stickering for street sweeping. So instead of getting a $65 ticket, you get like a 8.5 by 11 sticker on your window that's like, oh, shame on you for not moving your car. I feel like the $65 is enough, but also actually what I think this article is saying is that, like, the shame sticker works more than the $65, because some people that have means, they just pay parking tickets. Like my roommate never moves his car. Some people just don't move their car. They just, like, get, like, $400 worth of tickets a month. And that's what they budget for parking. Meanwhile, it's like, just move the car. Just wake up and move the car. Anywho, Gail Brewer could be man or woman. I don't know. G-A-L-E. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'm fine with shame sticker if it means no tickets, because, like, I do be on top of that shit, and sorry, I just got, like, a little scraper and, like, some Windex, and that's better than $65 in my pocket. I have to work 2 hours to make that. You know what I mean? I don't think it's gonna take 2 hours to scrape off a fucking window. Okay. Let's do Body Horror Corner real quick. Okay, so I got these ads on Instagram over and over again for skin tag removers. It's like Dr. Scholl's or some very trusted, respected brand. It's like, skin tag. I'm like, I don't have skin tags. Okay, but I, well, my bathroom, my apartment doesn't have natural light at all. And I don't really look at my neck like that. So when I was at Sean's house in Rochester, there's like a window and a skylight. So I was like looking, I just saw like different shadows. I do have like tiny little skin tags, kind of like, there's like six of them all over my neck. And I'm like, whoa. There's a few things happening here at once. One, I have skin tags. And that's fucking psychotic. Friend of the pod, Laura, my facialist, girl, if you're listening, reach out to me. I need help, child. I need help. But it's like one of those things, like sometimes if you talk about something, you get ads for it, like within an hour. I've never talked about skin tags. Wasn't even on my radar. Quite really was not on my 2020 bingo card, having a half a dozen of them on my neck. So I was like, wait a minute, I've been getting these ads and now I have skin tags. I'm like, this, this is an episode of Black Mirror where like the ads are starting to affect me, which I've never even texted about skin tags. There's no skin tag conversation happening in my life whatsoever until the ads made me like, it put the idea in my head, like maybe I do have skin tags, and I saw them in the mirror. I'm like, I have, and they're tiny. They're like, you know, I've seen skin tags before. And then that, you know, they're my skin tags are the size of like, God, not like a needle, end of a needle, but like, they're small. They're as small as a skin tag can probably get, but like, what if they get bigger? I mean, I feel like I can just like, I mean, I could probably just have a few glasses of wine and shave them off or do like the kind of, threading thing. Just, you know, I don't know. Again, Laura, if you're listening, please help me. Chica, I need your help. Need your help. Okay. Next up in body horror corner. When I was in college, my friend Dan, he would do this thing called gleeking. So you like lift your tongue up and you can like squirt saliva, like venom, like streams from like these two glands underneath your tongue. He would call it gleeking and he would like squirt me in the face. I'm like, oh God, don't gleek me. I'd never been able to do it. I never thought about doing it. I was at my aunt's house and I was very tired, about to go to bed, and I brush my teeth and I'm like looking at myself in the mirror and I just do a big yawn. I'm like, and then like I fucking gleek. Like I can, I'm somehow like notice, I like zero in on my tongue and I notice the spit come out of these like two things I've never seen before in my life, and I gleek all over the mirror.
So, what now?
I know, who cares? Literally, who cares? But it was shocking. I was like, I'm not going to do it right now. Hold on. No, I can't do it. I can't replicate the gleek. Well, anyways, sound out the comments if you ever inadvertently gleeked before. Okay. Anyway, so the last topic of body horror corner before we get to your questions is I could not figure out my own age. I was like, am I 36? Am I 37? My brain power was not strong enough to do the math. And so I had to Google September 12th, 1988. How old am I? It turns out I'm 36. I will be turning 37 in September. So it's a certain type of tea that was clocked. Eventually. So, okay, we're gonna move on to some questions. I want to do, let's see here, we have three voicemails. Let's just do the voicemails. I want to keep the vibe fucking rocking, and I'm gonna save the other questions for another time because we're already at an hour. Although, we'll see. Maybe I'll go crazy. You know what? No. I'm going to answer them all. It's a 5-year fucking anniversary. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I'm so ungrateful. I'm going to answer every fucking question. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Okay, so we have a voicemail from a listener named Rose. Let me find it. Okay.
Hi, Dan. This is Rose. I live in Portland, Maine. I know. It sucks. I am a friend of a big fan of yours, so by proxy, I'm also a fan. One time you helped her with gayship advice. Gay relationship. I don't know if you got that. Anyways, I have been unemployed for almost a year now. Probably over a year, if I'm being real. But I, yeah, some crazy stuff happened in my life, so I stopped working. And now I feel fine, but I'm wondering, like, if I should pursue, like, a career that gives me money or if I should just try to be famous. The attributes I have that could allow me to be famous are my somewhat interesting look. I like to make jokes and laugh. I can kind of cut a rug. And I like to do art. So thank you so much. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what it's like to be famous, and if you would recommend. What's your Yelp review on fame? Thanks, bye. Also, I wanted to say Rose is a big fan of the pod, and on top of that, congratulations on 5 years in the biz, running the Dial Dan pod, because I know I'm a fan, I know I'm a dialer, I know I'm a major fan, and literally couldn't do without this pod when it comes to just chilling and getting minutia and living in the moment. So thank you so much, and let us know whether or not Rose should go out and get a job, or if she should stay unemployed and make it on that level. Love you. Bye.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with the two of you. How much fun are you having? That's so cute. Also, Portland, Maine seems like kind of cool. Reach out to me, because I, like, my first love lives in Portland, Maine, and he's a straight guy, but, like, you might know him. Okay. So, Rose. Can I call you Rose? You know, my whole tea has been, like, stay unemployed as long as possible. A year's a pretty long time. Like, I was unemployed, but I was getting, like, Donald Trump checks. And I always kind of bounded from jobs. I've had, like, gaps in my resume, I'll just say that. So there's no shame in that. I mean, who cares? Y'all roommates? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Something that jumped out that I have to address kind of immediately is you think that I am famous, and I have to just say right off the bat, middle-aged men that are famous don't have roommates, okay? They don't have to erect a soundproof booth on their desk from Wayfair.com. Okay, so just, I mean, if you think that this is fame, you need to work in a fucking coal mine, sweetie. In fact, my suggestion is, like, you need to start typing. You need to get, like, your words per minute up, because, like, I think you're giving, you got to be a secretary. You got to get a job now. You got to get a job now. You need a job immediately. You need a job now. I mean, also just, like, you need to get, like, a part-time job at least. I'll say get a part-time job for now. Get a part-time job just to kind of get your feet, feet wet. Get your feet wet, get a part-time job. Because, like, making money feels good. Because, like, as a woman in current society in America, like, no one's going to help you. No one's going to help you. Unless your parents are rich. How have you been paying for shit for a year? Like, tell me. Please tell me. Anyways, I love the voicemail. It was so charming. I loved it. So you have interesting looks. So, like, you maybe want to be a model. Modeling in Portland, Maine. Maine, I don't know how that's going to work. You say you can cut a rug, which means you can dance. Okay, again, I don't know. You're going to teach, like, a swing dancing class. And then you kind of stutter when you said the word art. I make art. Nah, it's giving not making art. It's giving, like, maybe you can do burlesque. Not to be a bitch, but it's, like, what I've gotten handed to me is, like, you might have to be a demented whore in the burlesque scene. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for anyone. It's probably fine, though. I'm sure it's a vibrant community. Your name is also Rose, so it's, like, so burlesque. I mean, being a model, you could maybe, yeah, I don't know, anything can happen in the modeling world. Is it sustainable? Who knows? Percentage-wise, I don't know what you look like. Also, don't send me a picture and be like, should I be a model? Because I'm going to be like, yeah, but, like, that doesn't mean you should. There's no way I can say no. There's no way I can say no. It just seemed very sweet. I don't remember the lesbian advice I gave your friend, but I wish I did. I delete the files from my own mind every day when I wake up. Kind of goldfish vibes over here. But thank you for the kind words. Again, you're going to want to start typing. You want to get your words per minute up, and you're going to be a secretary or nurse or teacher. Although teacher, I don't know if you can teach art. Secretary or nurse. Nurse is tough. You're going to be a secretary. You're going to be a secretary, and you're going to have to like it. Sorry, but it's true. Oh, God. Love you both to death. Thank you so much. We have another question. We have two more voicemails.
Hey, Dan. This is Jacob from the Midwest. Just calling to let you know that I really appreciate your podcast, and you got me through a really hard time. It was after a disastrous breakup, and I was walking around my little town, and I was listening to your podcast while drinking Tall Boys, and something about your voice is super, super calming. So thank you for that. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And sorry that sometimes I unsubscribe and then resubscribe because I run out of money. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, Jacob, don't worry about it. Come on. Doesn't Jacob sound so, like, handsome and kind? And I like that it sounds like a straight guy. A disastrous breakup. Didn't say with a man. Anyways, Jacob, if you're, like, single, walking around drinking Tall Boys at night, we have some stuff in common. I like to personally sit down. I like to get to the bench. I like to park it. Have my little heart kombuchas. But thank you for your support. I don't mind if you unsubscribe. With a cute little voice like that from the Midwest, you're so kind. Oh, we love Jacob. We love Jacob. That wasn't a question. I don't know. I just had to play it because, like, duh. Like, I didn't get a lot of voicemails, guys. Oh, man. Your voice is soothing, too. Maybe you should start a podcast. I'd listen to it. You're walking around small town. Midwest is big. Let me know where you're from. Attach a photo as well. Anyways, thank you. Just thank you. Okay, we have another one. Oh, this has to be from my phone. Okay, 1 second. Here we go. Nope. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Dan. Sending love from Australia. I was just wondering, look, I am a frequent listener, but, like, I could have missed something. I'm not the smartest, person out there, but I was just wondering, have you watched Secret Lives of Mormon Wives? If so, just can you give us a quick rundown? Who you love, who you hate? If not, just disregard this, I suppose. Yeah, thank you. Keep doing the pod. Love it.
Oh my God, I love my Australian chicas. Thank you for calling in. You know, it's funny. You know, when she left this voice message, I was like, I think I watched part of season one and I didn't really get into it. But the new season, season two of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, dropped today. And I got home from work and I was like, fuck it. We're bawling now. We're bawling. Fired that shit up, watched 3 episodes. It's very fast paced. There's not a lot of, like, filler. There's a lot of, like, repeating, like, some storyline. There's, like, some cheating. But, okay, here's the thing with these Mormon wives. They like to use, like, terminology that, like, most people use, like, swinging and cheating. But it's like, oh, like, you texted a girl, or, like, oh, you made out with a girl at a party that we were both at. It's like, oh, my God. Well, they're drinking, like, soda pop. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's not that deep, but then it is that deep. Who do I like? Who do I not like? They're all kind of the same girl to me. They're all named, like, Jesse. They're 24. same hair, same clothes. It's Old Navy. It's wavy balayage. Although Taylor kind of stands out as like sort of a badass. Like she's kind of a badass. And the thing that all the women keep saying is like, they keep talking about they're like defeating the patriarchy and like moving the needle and like changing the church. And like, okay, like happy for you, but like, the viewers don't really care outside of Utah. I mean, maybe they are. I think they are. Mom Talk. That's MOMTOK. Mom Talk. Hold on. Every man on the show is gay. It's actually shocking. Like I don't want to just say that. It's a very easy thing to say. They're all gay. Like obviously every Mormon guy's gay. Like every guy on the show is so gay. Painfully gay. Even like Taylor's dad, she's like talking about like her husband she's separated from and like the guy that like she was, I don't know, there's like two guys like ganging up on her and she's like, everyone's like gaslighting me, like I was being cheated on, everyone's lying to me, and their dad is like this bald fat gay guy. Well, he's not gay, he's just like is holding a bottle of like Dasani water. He's like, okay Taylor, but like where's your responsibility in this, like what are you doing in this? And she's like, what, like why is my dad snapping me? He had like the biggest like gay outburst, and they in like the trailer for like the show, you don't get to hear what he's saying, but it's like a bald guy having his outburst, like flamboyant. He looks like Zach from the Valley, the like eyes bulging and like the flailing of the hands. He's like, argh! And I'm like, oh, there's gonna be a gay, there's gonna be like an actual gay guy this season. Then I watched I think it's like episode 2 or 3. It's Taylor's dad, and he's like, well, why don't you take some like responsibility for this, Taylor? And I'm like, why are you piling on your daughter who's like terrible exes are like calling like a whore basically? And he's like, well Taylor, like you're a whore too kind of. It's like psychotic. I'm like, whoa, okay, so I'm locked in for season 2 of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, because it reminds me, it evokes like, you know, sometimes on the Valley they'll have like a it's a pretty full season, so they'll like do like a flashback to a scene that we have not seen, and it's like, oh, like Jasmine and like Brittany had lunch and like this one thing came up. They do that sort of thing. So I'm like, okay, there must be enough drama to carry us through a full dense 8-episode season that like, or I'm sorry, there's 10 episodes that like, we don't need all the stuff. Am I locked in 100% of the time? No, but I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. So thank you for asking. I think that's it for the voicemails, unfortunately. I would love more. Someone left one and then her husband made her delete it. I'm like, girl, dump his ass. I mean, don't, but like, maybe he can leave a voicemail too. Having a rebuttal. Okay. It's time for my second cigarette break. Then we're going to answer 6 questions. Nope, wait, hold on. Actually, there's 8. God damn it. There's 8. It's going to be a long one, guys. And there's no problem with that. I feel like there's no problem with that. Be right back. Okay, we're back. It's time for the written question portion of the evening. Question number 1. How often do you wash your bedding? Okay, you guys have to stop, like, trying to clock me with these questions, actually. Like, you know I have no choice but to be, like, completely honest. And due to the nature of, like, who I am and what this podcast represents, I'm going to be 100. And I'll say, like, you know what? Every 2 months. It's every 2 months. Sometimes 3, but, like, it depends if I have, like, stuff, like more bedding washed if I'm at the end and I don't, you know. Okay, leave me the fuck alone. Please leave me alone. Next question. Question number 2. Who is your favorite RuPaul Drag Race queen and Project Runway contestant? Okay, this came from Friend of the Pod Glenn. This question is obviously very hard, if not impossible, to answer. So I'm just going to shoot from the hip. You know, giving on the day, the mood, the hour, you know, it could vary. But right now, in my heart of hearts, this answer might shock you. My favorite RuPaul's Drag Race queen is Chad Michaels.
All right.
Typically, I'd maybe answer Alyssa Edwards. However, you know, she competed on, like, All Stars World or whatever. And I think they just kind of gave it to her because, like, everyone else sucked. Anyways, there's something about Chad, where she, like, commands this respect by, like, age and, like, at the time when she was first on screen, like, you didn't really see a man with that much work done out of drag, and you're like, whoa, like, okay. And she's like a Las Vegas, like, Cher impersonator, or was, or, you know, that was her thing, and I'm like, okay, she knew her shit, she lived the life, she was funny enough, she's funny in a specific kind of way that, like, wasn't, you know, outwardly hilarious, but was charming and, like, professional. Sorry, am I wheezing? She just does something I can't explain. It's crazy. Chad Michaels, I take several seats and I listen when Chad Michaels is talking. There's just something, maybe I knew her in a past life. I don't know. Chad Michaels is just that bitch forever. Moving on to my favorite Project Runway contestant. That's extraordinarily difficult as well. I'm going to say Austin Scarlett, the biggest faggot to ever grace our reality TV screens, like, ever. I mean, in the Project Runway world. Well, actually, anything outside of Drag Race, it's Austin Scarlett. He's gone with the wind fabulous. Just like a wispy kind of twink. Perfect twink. The closest, I think Quentin Crisp was reincarnated as Austin Scarlett. And the name Austin Scarlett, come on, that's so tight. So tight. Yeah. Chad Michaels and Austin Scarlett. This next question, oh, I'm realizing it's not a question. It's from Glenn. Glenn, who asked the last one, Glenn Cox. Glenn just says, I want to be a guest again. I saw Glenn at Dodge's wedding. We hit it off. I mean, we've been friends for years. Every time I go to Baccaro, I see Glenn. We're bald assholes. We live a similar lifestyle. Artists without a clear path, I will say. It's so funny because, like, sometimes people, like, listen to old episodes and, like, favorite it. And it's like someone favorited an episode I did with Alyssa Bennett and Glenn Cox. I recorded on the bench, actually at a picnic table in McGlory Park, like in 2020, with my, like, little handheld recorder I bought. And I've been friends with Glenn for years before this, and I was like, I had to text him, like, wait, I don't know your last name. And he texted me, he said Cox. And I was like, girl, no way. Cox. Yeah, Glenn, come back in the pot. We'll have Glenn back on the pot. Anyways, next question, number four. Who is Zoran's spouse? Zoran Mamdani, I think it's his name. He's running for the mayor of New York. He's 20 points behind Andrew Cuomo, which I'm not thrilled about Andrew Cuomo. However, like I've said before, absolutely not psyched on Zoran whatsoever. He's 33 years old. Okay, rent freeze. Okay. Yeah, it could be cool. I mean, yeah, actually fine. I don't really get the appeal. He's 33 and wasn't born in America. Sorry. Oh, record scratch. I know we don't have that precedent for mayor, but for president, you know, intuitively it seems kind of okay. for me, I'm like, yeah, I think it's fine. You know, unless you want like Xi Jinping's like daughter running for mayor. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. His wife, I don't even, I mean, I'm assuming the reason they're hiding her is because she's probably like a Zionist or something. Sauron wife. I didn't even like think to know who she was. Does he have a wife? Oh yeah, because there was like hard launch his wife 3 days ago. Okay, wait, this is in the cut, an article in the cut. Rama Duwaji. Let's see here. Okay, images. Jesus Christ. She's got a bob. She looks like she would follow me on Twitter. Nice lifestyle. There is, yeah. Bookish, perhaps. I mean, every room she's taking a selfie in looks flooded with light in New York City. Big rooms. In Zeron's family, they're like almost, are they billionaires? Like his mom is like a film. They like, I'm just not into it. Not into it whatsoever. Also, she doesn't have a bob. She's like chopped. It's shorter than a bob. It's like right below the ear, you know, and it's like kind of like a triangle. Oh, she's grown out. It's like, yeah. Okay. Pretty girl. Pretty girl. I can't do much more research. I don't care. Again, he's 20 points behind Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is going to be our fucking mayor, which is annoying. I don't want Cuomo either. Nipples. Nipple rings. Did we ever figure out what happened to like the nipple rings? Like, guys, tell me, please. Do you have nipple rings? Okay, we're moving on. Question number 5. Would you buy a hybrid crossover? If so, which one? So, as I've said before, I mean, kind of my realistic dream car right now is the Honda Civic Sport Hybrid. If you don't need four-wheel drive, get that. You know, fully loaded, $35,000. It is somewhat pricey, but it is... it's the top of its class by eons. If you need four-wheel drive, or, you know, you want like ground clearance, okay, I understand. Maybe you live in like Portland, Maine, like our friend Rose and her lesbian friend. I mean, I think you're gonna get like a Honda CR-V or a Mazda CX-50. Both good value for the money, I guess. The CX-50 is gonna be more enjoyable to drive, I think. There's a Volvo XC60 hybrid, but the thing is that's $60,000 starting, and like you don't need to, like, just get the regular one. Save money on gas. I don't even get that whole thing. My idea is I'll get like a BMW 3 Series entry level with all wheel drive if you're not going off road. Like, I mean, what are you really doing? I don't know. I mean, people think the ground clearance is like such a big. And it can be if you, like, have a driveway that's crazy. If not, like, I don't know. Like, if you're just getting around town, if you live in a city, second, third, fourth, perhaps even fifth tier city, you don't need the ground clearance. Like, you really don't. So that's my tea. But, you know, Honda CR-V hybrid, Mazda CX-50, can't go wrong. It's going to be boring. CX-50, exciting for the... genre. I'll just say that. But, you know, feel free to reach out with more specific information like your budget and where you live. And maybe next time just include that in your question. Not to be a bitch. I'm not trying to be a bitch. Okay. Question number 6. This is also not a question, but this is a married woman saying, I got my husband running around the house saying, it's very dry. It's almost kind of like your vagina.
It's very dry. It's almost kind of like your vagina.
Well, I mean, God love him. God love you too for listening. I mean, that's kind of fun. Unless you have like a chronic dry vagina. I mean, that could be hurtful. We don't know. Okay, 2 more. We're approaching an hour 30, guys. What a night. What a half a decade. Okay. Next question. Number seven, can we get a bucket list of foreign destinations, short-term and long-term? All right. Okay, short-term, since I don't have a fucking passport, and, like, I don't have a real ID either, I have to figure that out. Chances are it'll take me a while. Okay, short-term, I really want to go to the desert after listening to an episode of the Other World podcast. I want to go to Sedona. I want to see the McDonald's with the turquoise M. I want to go to the vortexes, spiritual vortexes. I just want to see, like, the desert landscape. I've never seen it before my own eyes. Sedona has, like, green shit growing all over it. That seems cool as fuck to me. I want to see that. I want, like, the Four Corners. I want to see, like, the salt desert. I want to do that. So that would be, like, a nice winter plan for me. It's like, do I even, like, spend the money flying or just, like, drive out there? Because, like, my car, full tank of gas, which costs, like, $30, I can go 448 miles on a tank of gas. So, you know, three tanks of gas to get me there is, like, well under $100. I don't know. It's something to think about. You know, again, every day I think about just, like, packing a bag and just going west. So maybe one of these days I'll do it. In terms of, like, a longer-term foreign destination goal, it's always, like, the, like, most fake shit I don't even know anything about. It's, like, Tahiti, Bali. There's, like, resorts where, like, the little, like, bungalows are on a deck floating over a shallow, blue, clear ocean. Like, I want to do that. I want to do that. Or something similar. You know what I mean? You know? I don't know. Okay. Last question. Number eight. Can we hear more about your recent weight loss and what changes you've made? Okay. Yeah. Cause I've hinted at it. And I mean, I did lose at the end of last summer. I weighed 200. I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going to be 262 pounds. I weighed myself this morning, 232. So I lost 30 pounds. How did I do it? You know what the reality is? I don't have a kitchen. So I only eat out, and, like, I eat out less. You'd think you'd eat more in the winter, eating, like, stews or, like, crazy foods. The thing is, like, if I have to go out for every meal, I just don't, because it's so fucking cold. So I'm just, like, shivering in my apartment with no heat, and I starve myself. I skip breakfast and I skip lunch, and I'll go to, like, the Polish hot bar down the street. That is another thing. I will say I really did somewhat try to cut down on fast food as much as I had in the past. I really let myself go in the last couple of years, and now I'm like, okay, girl, like, you really got to stop. If I'm moving the car for street cleaning, sure, I'll get a little breakfast thing. Breakfast doesn't count because you got, like, all day to burn the calories off. Like, not only walking around, but, like, I think mental anguish and stress burns calories, so I got that on my side. But I've tried to, you know, not do Burger King and McDonald's as much, but I still do. But I think eating just, like, Polish food, it's simple. It's vegetables, rice, and meat. That's all it is. And that's, like, kind of most cuisines in the world, but, like, that's what it is. It's, like, rice, meat, vegetables. That's it. But frequently, I think just eating more vegetables, I think that's kind of it. I don't know if that inspires you. I don't know. I think Polish food's kind of hard to find. Well, it's not great. If you weren't raised on it, it's probably, like, off-putting and gross. But, like, you know, they have, like, beet salads, carrot salads, all this shit. And it's like healthy as fuck. Like, it's what, like, ultimately all diets end up with, like, Eastern European food. You know, like, yeah, I don't know. It's like shredded vegetables and, like, soup and, like, a cabbage roll, which is, like, cabbage stuff with ground meat and a little bit of rice. It's fine. Anyways, whew, okay, wow, we did it. We did 5 years. Thank you again. Thank you so much. The amount of support I've gotten over the year, it's crazy. It's incomparable. I don't even know how to thank you guys enough. I don't know. I don't want to cry. 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 Thank you so much. Here's for another 5 years. I'm just getting going. Just getting going. I am going to play my favorite Lady Gaga song at the moment, just to kind of, you know, guide us out. Hopefully Patreon doesn't remove this, but love you all so much. And thank you again. Thank you again. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. But, like, again, love you very much. Love you. Bye-bye.
Like wine, my heart is in a bind. If I could bear it on my own.